Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by White Noise Fireplace by TM Soft. It's the streaming video that turns your TV into a fireplace. If you like the White Noise app, you'll love White Noise Fireplace. Visit tmsoft.com/video or search for TM Soft on Amazon Video, and you'll soon be falling asleep in front of a roaring fire. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you'll get free streaming access to all of our Amazon videos. Again, that's tmsoft.com/video or search for TM Soft on Amazon Video.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mike. How are you today? How today
is Tuesday.
Tuesday, lose your blues
day.
Yeah.
How's everybody on Tuesday today? It am cold in southern western Florida.
It's chilly.
What is your Tom Peach?
Or cold.
Now, I can go by the news, the local news down here, and give you the wrong temperature. Or I can go by my super deluxe state-of-the-art heating and air conditioning system, which also gives me a temperatura outside.
Inside and outside.
Is your weather guy down there, is he consistently lying about the temperature, and does he make it warmer or colder?
Yeah, what market is that?
No, I think really the weather guys and most of the anchors down here are just consistently gay. And by the way, that might there's nothing wrong at all.
Not at all.
That might just be speculation on my part.
Sure.
They might simply be.
Are they sharp dressers, Mike?
Really sharp dressed, thin, good looking men that have great tans and
do they have better haircuts? Really good care better haircuts than you?
Yeah, they do. Now you made me start thinking about
small
it.
Cut.
No. It's looking better today.
Yeah, it is looking better today. Maybe it's growing out a little bit.
Sure.
I don't know.
Well, you know, the first day for a haircut is never its best day. The third
this
day.
This is true. But
the third day
it
is when it
again.
Looks good.
Now I'm not going to be able to do the show because I'm going to be too self-conscious.
No, I think you look wonderful. I thought you looked good yesterday, and today you look even better.
But getting back to the temperature, Rob.
Yes, Mike.
39 degrees outside of my domicile, according to my Nexia, which is the software that controls my heating and air conditioning unit. By the way,
why did you even move down there? It was only 32 up here.
Yeah, Nexia also controls my heartburn.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Nexium. This is Nexia. Let me go into my Nexia.
Let me get my inside and outside heartburn temperature.
Let me just tell you what Nexia
my throat feels like it's 100 degrees.
It's hot.
I need some Nexia.
Nexia is not my heating and air conditioning unit. It is a software program that controls everything. If I really wanted to go hog wild, it has security and sensors, video, lighting and modules, climate, blinds and shades, if you really wanted to go crazy.
Ooh.
Groups. I don't know what that is.
Groups?
What are geofences? Does anybody know?
Absolutely, Mike. That is the radius in your home. For example, if you wanted to leave your house, and as soon as you leave your house.
I do. Every day I want to leave my house.
But you always come home, Mike.
And you want the temperature to go up in your home because you don't want it to be as chilly because you're expanding. You're expending more energy to actually cool your house.
Expending more energy?
Spending, yes. Not expensing. That's what I'd like to do.
That's right. Miss Bobby said, we can't pay for your air conditioning.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble with the switch off from air conditioning to heating. It doesn't seem to be working.
Is this
this
application, is it something you run via phone or via your computer?
I've got it right in front of me. I could change the temperature in my studio right now as we speak with the touch of a computer.
On Wi-Fi.
That's nutty.
Probably not good for the network. Also know this, Mike, the geofence is perfect.
Is it G period O or G-E-O?
It's capital G-E-O-F-E-N-C-E-S.
So let's say there's a geofence here in the studio,
sure,
right? As soon as you leave, you can set a geofence for your lights to go off.
All right, I'm with you.
Like a timer. So his temperature could go up in his house because nobody's home as soon as they leave.
It's also got home controllers and irrigation. Hold on, let me hit the irrigation button. Hold
please.
On. Here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, no. I'm going to need a sponge.
Rubric.
Why is there a cork on the fork?
Are you West Palm Beach, Fort Myers, Florida media market? Would you be considered that? I'm trying to figure out what media market you're in.
West Palm Beach, Fort Myers?
Yeah, it's just so strange that they show that. I'm looking
Hold
at
on.
Different
they
media markets.
They consider the media market to be to include the east coast of Florida as well? That can't be right.
What about
we're the Fort Myers media
market. What about Jacksonville, Florida?
We're not. Excuse me, do you know where you've been here? Flown here.
It's a little
what
guy.
About Mike?
It's a little guy.
Are you in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah, it's a tiny market.
Atlanta, Georgia is your market.
It's southwestern Florida. It's the southwest market. It's Fort Myers, Naples would be our media
market. Okay, I'll look that up. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Are you looking for the weatherman?
I'm obsessed with media market sizes. So if Mike,
hey, are you finally going to get me that magazine article that I've wanted for so long?
No, interview.
That I want to be interviewed.
What magazine do you want to be in?
I want to
Naples
be in
magazine.
Naples magazine or Gulf Shore magazine.
Gross.
Why do you say gross?
Because last time we talked about it, we looked at the demo of Naples and it was 80 degrees.
No, I don't want Naples
80.
As much as
you know. It was like all people on yachts that don't have radios.
Gulf Shore.
That's the first time I've heard Gulf Shore. That sounds like our market.
Yeah. What's in that magazine? Yes. What are some of the good features in Gulf Shore magazine?
Okay. What Naples magazine and Gulf Shore magazine do for me when I pick up these magazines, I burst into tears.
Why?
Gulf Shore is a rich magazine again.
Gulf Shore is not as richy rich.
I thought
as
it was a fishing
Naples.
Magazine.
Naples is. Their demographic is $10 million and above.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, before you moved down there, we looked up Naples Magazine.
Naples Magazine in one day to show you guys what the home ads were in the back when they were selling $40 million homes.
Yeah, it's like the Rob Report, but it's Florida-centric.
That's not accurate. I'm sorry. You just like the Rob Report because it has two B's.
They spell it right, but they do have expensive
it's
classified
not,
ads.
The Rob Report is a magazine that caters to people who want all the finer things, whether it's cars, jets, whatever.
That's podcasts.
Naples Magazine is Washingtonian for Naples, but that's all they have
on
in there.
Steroids.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you know what they have? You know a guy that makes the cover of this magazine more often than anybody? He owns a chocolate company, okay? It's Norman Love Chocolates, and they do the same profile on this guy all the time because that's what, you know, he makes very delicate chocolates with super expensive prices. And that
does
that's
he still make
thing.
Those anal truffles?
That's it. Stop. You're going to get... I have the sense you're going to get me in trouble.
Why
today.
Would you get in trouble?
Because
do you know
him.
Charlie?
He's doing that kind of humor that we did in the 90s.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah. No, the fact is that's what they like. They will show... Well, let me go get it.
All right, yeah, please.
Let's go get the magazine.
Hey, do you want Gulf Shore or do you want Naples?
Gulf Shore.
I'd like to see them both, if that's not being greedy.
Well, then I'll do that. Give me a moment.
See what I thought Gulf
Shore right
was?
Bye, Mike.
Was like a lot of fly fishing.
Well, because you're thinking like the Gulf of Mexico.
And guys and families.
Yeah, that seems right.
We could definitely get a profile for Mike on that.
It seemed like, you know, like a sort of a sports magazine that was based on the Gulf of Mexico. Body of water right down there.
Naples
a
magazine
short drive away.
Was like the Washingtonian on, I would say, 10X steroids.
Really?
Because I looked at that, I said... These people will not listen to a podcast.
No, they're too busy.
Yeah, and what was the magazine in Maine he wanted to be in?
Down East.
Down East.
Down East Magazine.
Remember how that one bit went for us?
Well, vaguely, yes.
Yes.
I don't remember
Down
being
East
successful. Yeah.
Yes. Let's stop narrowcasting.
That was painful.
We're going to broadcast.
Yes.
You broadcasting know, is what we need.
You know what I saw in Northern Virginia Magazine?
What's that?
Top 5 divorce lawyers.
Yeah, that's good.
It's pathetic.
Could you get that article for me?
Yes.
That'd be great.
I would say Northern Virginia Magazine is probably a lot more important to us than Naples or Gulf Shore.
I would think so.
All right,
Mike is back.
Mike is back.
This is a tale of two magazines.
All right.
All right, so I've got both of them. Let me see what month
this is great, by the way.
Hold on.
It's all visual.
I got February 2017, and I have, what do I have
Do you subscribe to both of them, or are they free magazines?
Oh, Naples won't put the month on. Of course not.
Well, we don't use calendars. We're much too rich for that.
That's the style issue. So, by the way, these are the only glossies that I take because I get all my magazines on texture.
And of course.
These two particular, because they are local, are not included in texture.
Mm-hmm.
At least I don't think they are. I actually haven't looked. Hold on. So I'm looking at this. Which one do you want to see first? Do you want
Gulf
to
Shore.
All right, Gulf Shore is... Hold on. God, you got nowhere to put anything.
You know what, Bing? You can go kick rocks.
Bing is the worst search
engine.
Bing
is the worst.
And it beats its children.
Pack it up.
Let me see if I...
Gulf Shore Life, Naples versus Fort Myers.
Oh, my God.
Whose nightlife is the most
Death
fun?
Death match.
For those people that live down here, good article.
Sure.
When you want to go out for an evening, where do you want to go? That's a good thing. Where's the fun?
What great takeaway have you learned from that?
The takeaway, yes. I'm a Fort Myers guy all the
way.
They talk about rustic. They talk about toughest thing to do is get a seat because it gets crowded on the weekends and stuff like that. But it's eclectic.
Did they mention
like
the tiki bar?
No, that really wouldn't be either town.
Oh.
That would be
Isn't that on the outskirts of town?
That would be a roadside attraction.
Oh, like Gatorama.
That would be a roadside. I haven't been in a long time, too.
Yeah.
Probably won't be going ever again. But anyway, so there this is. All right. So this, you look at this, you say any city in America, right?
Your address is up on the camera.
Yeah.
Just FYI, your address. Your home address is up on the camera right now.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
It's okay.
Well, everybody knows I live down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People send stuff to my house. I don't care.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
It's ticking.
Smells like fish, Kyle. They've sent us a dead fish.
Ready?
Right.
Naples Magazine.
Oh, see that?
Oh, my God. Mike, it looks like Cosmopolitan.
There we go.
You would look so good in that outfit, Mike.
Where to shop? A Paradise Coast Guide A to Z.
That's it. Where to shop? Spend.
I have no idea. Where are the best pocket squares in South Florida?
Diamonds. What clarity is really the
All
one
right,
for
so there's
you?
A, there's a, on
I
the
did
cover,
like the cut.
This kisses the ass of the wealthy more than any magazine I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Romance in Bloom. This is on the cover. Romance in Bloom. A Naples love story comes full circle.
Oh,
now,
boy.
That's either going to be touching or it's going to be...
It's ridiculous. May, December for sure.
Yeah. It's an older fella.
It's hard to find. There's
what so happens when an older fella...
And she was from Ukraine.
Falls in love with a babysitter from Eastern Bosnia.
Oh, it's a bridal. It's a bridal pitch.
Oh, is it?
That's a bridal pitch. Look.
Oh, my God. Full circle love.
That looks like old money right there, Mike. Yeah, old money.
Yeah.
Old money with young love.
I bet you could spend a lot of money on a wedding down there.
Oh, it's the Bickles.
Is it?
Well, it says here, there was no reason to look further, EB says.
This wedding is going to be money.
This garden is just a dream. Yeah.
Who says
I'm
that?
I'm not sure that Eric Bickle has ever called a garden a dream.
All right, look at the bridesmaids here. I mean, if you've got bridesmaids that look like that.
But you know, it just goes to show you, no matter how much money you spend, bridesmaids' dresses always look like crap. They always do.
Hey, this media market isn't so bad. It's number 61.
Ah, top 61.
No, Pete Dick. You're a jerk.
Then Oscar went to the beach with some friends.
Oh, yeah.
This is really for TV. I'm sorry. I'm doing
There's no people of color on there, Mike.
No, I don't
no
see
Latinos,
a lot of
there's no ambiguous.
A lot of
But there are women in designer wetsuits
at
a surfboard.
You know what this lady's saying right here? I'm holding this fit. See that lady? You know what she's saying?
What?
Perhaps someday I grow up to be first lady, too.
She does look European.
Until then, I settle for a job as lifeguard.
Here we go.
I make sure I keep off resume that I'm Muslim.
All right, very good. All right, so we...
So, Mike, it looks like that whole beach party spread is all about people that use vintage surfboards. Because all the surfboards are like from the 1920s.
Mike,
Yes.
I'm sorry. Ahead. Tell me if you know these television stations, right?
All right.
It says you've got over just 518,000... I guess people in your little town, your media markets.
Viewers.
Thank you.
Viewers.
You didn't have a night last night, did you? Whenever you come in late, I always wonder if you had a big night. Like ended up at like 3 o'clock.
No,
face down in a gutter with Todd Moore.
Mike, I've only drank one time in the past, I would say almost 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
I only drank from my last time Saturday.
Remember, I was sick and I was on antibiotics for those 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I was trying to get my life back together. Wink TV.
He continues to
Wink
try.
I watch Wink all the time. But Wink is confused. The TV market is confusing because they have I believe, and I could be totally wrong, they have multiple TV stations owned by the same company.
That's probably
so
true.
So I think they've got a CBS and an NBC affiliate Wink
is,
that are
Wink
both,
is only
both
owned
Wink.
By CBS.
Is that a W-I-N-K or C?
It's W-I-N-K.
Ah.
And then you've got the WANA, W-A-N-A, with the Azteca. That's the Media Vista Group. That's the Latin television. Univision's also owned by Media Vista Group, W-L-Z-E.
Do you wanna watch us?
You've got your ABC affiliate, which is W-Z-V-N, ABC Montclair Communications.
Owned by Warren
Zevon.
Look
at the sugar-sprinkled pistachio capped Sicilian cannoli dessert at new Bonita Springs Restaurant Teatro, connected to the Southwest Florida Performing Arts Center, is appropriately show-stopping.
If you're looking for a fine dessert at under $600, this is the one for you.
You'd like to come to our restaurant, you might glance to your left walking in and see a Rolls Royce which says you to anybody that is not in the 1%.
Mike, I have a standing rule. Anytime I have to go to a restaurant and I have to say teatro to get in, I just,
teatro.
You know, I got to wear a tux.
Does it mean theater?
Yes.
It does? A restaurant should not be a theater, period.
But it's in the entertainment, like the attached to the entertainment complex.
Of course it is.
It's teatro.
CNBC anchor Tyler Matheson is coming down here.
Ah, I hope he gets that delicious dessert.
By the way, I am such a fish out of water. You would think they don't want guys like me. They do not. This is just like DC. This is just like inside the Beltway. They don't want the shock jocks. They don't want the people that do what I do.
But
what
down about there, this? It's not called outside the Beltway. It's called outside the tiki bar.
Yeah.
I've done legitimate gigs. I've done a lot. And Rob's done.
You've been on the cover of Washingtonian.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember when you and Don had that suit?
Ad.
Yes.
Wasn't it Raleigh's?
Yes.
Was it Raleigh's?
Raleigh's since out of business. Where'd they make a mistake?
Mr. Raleigh's hanging with the owner of Bloomingdale's.
What road were you guys on when you were standing in the middle of the intersection with their suit jackets on?
I have no idea where the road was. I was lucky to remember Raleigh's. Oh, here's another model.
She's very beautiful.
Oscar, can you give me my towel, please?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mike.
Hi, HBS. Can you cut and paste me? Cut and paste me.
Could you move that up on your page so we didn't see the full outfit? We just saw the top.
Yeah, I want to see the bottom.
Yes. Oh, matching. Oh, matching. That the mismatch is the new thing for the ladies.
Yes. Yeah. Sleek.
What, the bikinis?
Yes.
Jesus, you're such a mook.
I kind of hope that the bottoms wouldn't match the top. Hi, I want to subscribe to Gulf Shore Magazine, please.
Here I am, lying into the arms of a wealthy man.
Yes.
Oh, I love, Mike, when you come down to the beach and wear a cape.
What? Is it me, or when I see a woman with huge earrings on, I wonder, well, that's not safe for swimming.
I think that might just be you.
It could hold her down.
And these are those magazines that are chock-a-block with like pictures of the social events.
Oh,
some of the parties that they have. Let me see what they've got.
Anything at the judge's house?
No. Here's I actually went to this.
Oh, good.
I went to the Hats in the Garden party.
Ah.
Oh God.
Yes, thank you. Hey, welcome to South Florida.
That one lady with that hat can pick up two ESPNs in a Showtime.
Hats in the Garden party hosted to benefit flowers.
Oh,
that's right.
That's good because flowers need the help.
Naples Botanical Garden.
Big flower.
Yeah, and then, by the way, who doesn't want to go to see that on a weekend, right? That's good. That's the way it is.
Some bitch on wheels wearing a hat.
Do you think that magazine is indicative of what Naples is all about?
This is Gulf Shore. This is.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So that's like the one that's a step down. What do they have in the back?
I wouldn't call it a step down.
No, but you were saying the one that is less.
I don't think a glossy that has that kind of advertiser.
Less
base,
fancy
that
is
has
what I'll say.
Cartier on the back would be any step down at all.
You know? All right. What are the ads they have in the back? Do they have any good ads?
They've got.
Yeah, name names.
Yeah. Do they have divorce
lawyer
ads?
Lots of plastic surgeons.
Of course.
Ooh.
They have.
Bodash.
Sotheby's, the realty company.
Yes.
That's, nice.
That's part of their ad. They've Sotheby's. Got Van Cleef and Arpels, the jewelry
See, I
store.
Like Van Cleef, but I hate Arpels.
Arpels is a bitch.
What a dick.
He's such a
Great with sapphires, though.
I'm sorry.
Great with sapphires.
I just want to be so bad right now.
Yeah.
I want to be so
You tell him,
so
Mike.
There they are. No, but I think, no. They
That's a better magazine.
They've profiled anybody in
Yes.
there. They profile. I think they're looking for content.
You know
I think
what?
That would
I'm
going to
write that. I'm
going to
write that down, Mike.
Yeah.
Gulf Shore Magazine.
I tell you what, Oscar will do that. Meanwhile, you find a hat that can benefit flowers.
I'll go to the hat party.
Hey,
you'll wear your TMOS hat.
No, it would be better.
Could you? Are you okay? You want to get a inhaler before we go on?
What
with
if
the show?
You showed up for your interview wearing the hat that Twitch got you, your ringmaster's hat?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, you've got it handy.
Great day for you, Stream. Find it out really where Mike is. Lives and see all these magazines.
Stop by. I'll let you wear the hat.
You know, I didn't mind showing up, but no, you don't need the spotlight.
Collector's item, Mike. Okay. Collector's item.
Here he is.
You've got a collector's item in your hand. That's probably worth thousands of dollars now.
That's right.
Hello. Where are my finger sandwiches? Where are my finger sandwiches today? Oh, Muffy, what a lovely spread. These are lovely canapés.
I can see you going to the reporter and saying, you know, something you might find interesting. This is one of the last hats that Mark Riddell made before he parted company with the greatest show on earth.
And then the company folded.
And shortly thereafter, the whole circus went away.
Mike, if you put that in a glass case.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, by the way, this is.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Hold on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. A Ringling Brothers top hat.
They don't make them anymore, Mike. That's mm-hmm. it. You That's take it. Care of that. It's a family heirloom.
I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to take care of something.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, I hope my age is correct. I'm always accurate about my age. Make sure that everybody sees the cake before we cut it. I'm very pleased you're all able to come from such distances to be with me today. When a man comes to this point in his life, he wants to turn over the things he's been blessed with, turn them over to friends as a reward for the friends he's had, and to make sure that everything goes well after he's gone.
Not for years.
Here, here. Well, we'll see. The doctors would disagree, but what do they know? These are wonderful things that we've achieved in Havana, and there's no limit to where we can go from here. This kind of government knows how to help business, to encourage it. The hotels here are bigger and swankier than any of the rough joints we put in Vegas, and we can thank our friends in the Cuban government. We just put up half of the cash with the Teamsters on a dollar-for-dollar basis. As relaxed restrictions on imports, what I'm saying is that we have now what we have always needed, real partnership with the government. Smaller piece. I want all of you to enjoy your cake. So, enjoy.
Happy birthday. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hey, Oscar.
Yes, sir.
You and I ought to get together and think about investing in Cuba.
Cuba!
You speak Spanish?
Absolutely.
I'm a marketing whiz.
That's not true, but okay.
All right. Live from the
Smaller Piece
Studios. Smaller Piece. Oscar and I are so pleased with the things we've been able to do in Havana.
The amazing thing is with that statement that you made, the truest thing is when you said Oscar speaks Spanish, and that's pushing it.
That is pushing it. We're live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you today by Policy Genius. It's a great idea to get your life insurance, but you get confused because there's so much out there to confuse you. Where do you go to get the best prices on the best policy with the best service? How about this? PolicyGenius.com, the best online life insurance marketplace. PolicyGenius has placed over $5 billion in life insurance for people like you, so they know their stuff, and they have the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. PolicyGenius has a simple, user-friendly website that shops and compares all the top-rated life insurance companies to give you the best options, plus a licensed customer service team to help you find the best policy at the best price. And while you're there, check out their other insurance offering, like health insurance and pet insurance. Go to PolicyGenius.com today to save over 70% off other prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, you save money. That's PolicyGenius.com. Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle.
No hassle.
Life insurance made easy. Free quotes and peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com and do it today, ladies and gentlemen. Did I just hear a burp?
No. Not from this end.
No.
I could have sworn I heard a burp.
I think it might be Dan O'Brien. He's been very vocal today. Yeah. He might have actually just, you know, he might have chortled.
Check the tape. Somebody let Mike know.
Check the tape.
Hey, we've got some magazine titles for Gulf Shore, Mike.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
So if you get on there, if you don't mind, can I go first?
Yeah, please.
Gulf Shore guffaws. And you're there in a smoking jacket and you've got Carla next to you because they're going to want to see some eyeball.
You're talking about not magazine title. You're talking about article type.
Angles.
Yeah, well, we want you on the cover, Mike.
This is your angle.
Okay. Yeah.
How about you with a big vintage microphone and it says, "The voice of the Gulf Shore."
But I'm not the voice of the Gulf Shore.
No, but you are Mike, a voice in the Gulf Shore.
Spinning and selling.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't like that. Why don't you like that?
Well, the voice is because it's not true. You have to have, it has to have some basis in reality. I like the carving out laughs from the heart of Southwest Florida.
It's got to be it's got to be short, Mike. You can't write all that on a cover.
Well, I understand that, first of all, I don't think I'm going to get a cover.
The woodworker.
And the fact that you're doing this means you don't think it's serious.
No, we were serious.
How about you on the cover?
I wanted to mount a PR campaign. I mean, I think it's an interesting story that I do this show from my home in Southwest Florida.
What you need to do is you need to somehow marry yourself to Florida. So how about this? Orange, you glad I'm here?
Like oranges.
Now he's making fun of you.
No.
That is not going to work.
In a world where I fantasize about what could be, I fantasize that you would somehow take some of that skill at being a smart ass all the time and channel one millionth of it into something where you could get on the phone and really just close a deal, like with a guest or a magazine article to promote the show. But you can't do that. You don't choose to do that. What you choose to do is say, "Aren't you glad?" That's what you want to do.
America loves
puns,
Mike.
That's what you like to do. That's what you like to do. I wish, I pray, I would think that it would be wonderful to get a small article.
What about this?
All right, a pony has an idea that I'm not going to say.
Not Naples. Go ahead. Oh, another. Let's get another helper.
You know what? I wouldn't do this one. I don't think this is appropriate.
No.
Florida, my fourth wife.
See, I said it was no good.
Okay. How I married a state.
Then we could put you in Washingtonian, Pony, and your article would say, "Marriage, what's that like?"
I think we're going to have to print that in 10 years.
Or, you know, I'm not sure we could get Pony a cover, but we might get him a small box on the cover and call it "Cancer is Catching Up."
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Hey, it's just a joke. We're just spitballing.
Oh, fun.
Horrible thing to
go
say.
There.
Now, to be honest with you, I think for years, even going back to the old Don and Mike show, we used to think in terms of mounting a PR campaign. And to be honest, if I went back and looked over my career and regretted not making certain decisions, we actually pulled off of the idea of hiring a very, very expensive Washington, D.C. PR firm to manage our show. And when I look back on that, it might have been a smart thing to do, because I think that actually in the world of media, mm-hmm. you don't think that every one of those idiots out
in Los
Angeles.
They've got machines working
for
them.
Of course they
have. Huge machine doing that. And the difference between them and us is that we
do something funny every day.
Right.
We actually do entertain people. We provide.
The timing wasn't right back then, Mike.
You know, I'm looking at, I'm saying to myself, you know what? Because Oscar and I have had a legitimate discussions about you know, about PR, public relations for the Mike O'Mara Show. And, you know, and maybe, you know, it's funny. When we discuss stuff like this, sometimes you get an email or two from people that say, by the way, I've done this or I do this type of thing. And sometimes some good comes of it, so I don't mind discussing it at all.
Yeah, but, write it. You know,
but I look in and when I look at some of the articles that have been, let's just go with Gulf Shore Magazine.
Yes.
They will profile doctors. They will profile people that own small businesses. And I'm talking about small retail shops like art galleries and things like this. They will profile people that are emceeing a business seminar like this Tyler Matheson guy. And I said, okay, I've always thought that down here for a magazine like this, and this is completely legitimate.
Yes.
I have always thought because of what I do, it is a look, somebody comes to drop something off at this house and they look in the window and they see this and they go, what the heck is that? It is a curiosity, just like the Elephant Man was. It is a curiosity that I do this for a living.
And with the circus gone.
And if you're wearing your top hat and they stop by, you're like, hi, hello,
but, you know,
come in here.
I was on the radio for, we had a lot of little profiles that were done. The worst of all, and I will tell this story, and we do have to break.
Did you get burned?
You know what? Let me break, and I will tell you. The greatest Washingtonian interview in the history of interviews. I've told this story before. I'll tell it again about your boy
this
screwing
is great.
Up. Big time.
This is
when we
so
come
great.
It's a favorite.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Folks from all over town. MOS Nation listens, and they get it.
This is Horny Bob Spiewak. I never, ever miss Omericast. Love it.
This is Carrie Spiewak, and I listen to Marcus Serta.
My name is Carla O'Mara, and I listen to Omericast.
After a long wait, Omericast is back, and better than ever. Catch up on the latest from The Mike O'Mara Show, Cake and Cookie, The Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, Tech 411, The Robin Joe Show. Marcus Serta is the man that brings you the highlights from more broadcasting.
Make it your prerogative to listen and get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
He loves that prerogative part. I love that, man.
So great.
Oh, I am a fan. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference. So it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why Blue Apron is the better way to cook. And it's why Carla and I have been enjoying Blue Apron in our kitchen for a very long time. We love it. The high quality is phenomenal. They ship the perfect amount so you don't waste the food. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients that make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. All of that is true. All of that is great. Carla and I are addicted to it. When it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, you can't beat Blue Apron. It's so great. The guy shows up at your door with a box with all your food. It's so fantastic. This month, you could be eating cashew chicken stir-fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice.
Oh, yeah.
I have eaten that. It is delicious. Roasted pork with apple walnut and farro salad. Crispy barramundi with quinoa and roasted carrot salad. Or udon, is it? Did I get that right?
Udon.
U-D-O-N. Is it udon?
Udon. Udon.
I love eating food I can't pronounce. Udon noodle soup with miso and soft-boiled eggs. Wow.
Udon.
It teaches you how to be a better eater. You know how to eat gourmet food.
Miso
it's delicious.
Rules.
Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Get started and find out why it's so great today.
Boom,
yeah, so getting back to the whole magazine, we'd like to...
we'd like a profile.
We have discussions all the time about how we get the word out about this show, and I love to do it.
There's also context here that we know other shows that have done this, and they've been burned.
brick
they've
wall.
Been, they've right. been yeah. burned because of the dollars they've spent and what was promises and promised.
As far as you're talking
PR
about
agencies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
yes.
they're people that you can pay a lot of money and they just don't get it done for you. So we usually do our own, and we certainly answer the phone when people call and ask.
Oh, absolutely.
And sure. I've done plenty of stuff over the years. But the thing about it, the one that I will always remember, Don and I were profiled for Washingtonian Magazine, and I believe the woman's name was Diana something. It was a feature called, I think, Lunch with Diana, and she, do you remember, was that the...
That sounds right, and it seems to me it was like maybe 96, 95?
I'm not sure exactly when it was, but it was a profile, and she interviews people at lunch, and she interviewed media figures, TV personalities, radio personalities, and she was going to do Don and myself. Well, I was running late that day for the lunch engagement. I don't know why I was running late, but I was. And we had agreed that we would do the lunch meeting at, I believe the restaurant was called Bridges Restaurant.
Yes.
And it was right up the street from the radio station in Fairfax, Virginia.
You know what? Point of order. It was before it was Bridges. It was Fish Stories. But it was
Fish
the same
Stories.
Property.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for remembering Fish Stories. So I'm running super, super, super late. And you're not late.
No, that's not something you
and
do.
And also, Don and I being interviewed, I don't want to be the guy that's the mook. I don't want to be the late guy. And so I fly to this appointment. I'm probably 10 minutes late. And I pull into the parking lot, which was a funky parking lot.
Horrible.
Always was a horrible, nasty parking lot with inadequate parking. And I'm zipping around, and I can't find a space. And then I come around the corner, and I see a space opening up. And there's a woman backing out and another woman on the other side that's waiting. And I know she's waiting, but I pull the move where I pull in front of her.
Oh, you stole her spot.
So I pull in, and I act like I don't see her, and I'm frantic, and I'm running, and I look like I'm trying to look as frantic as I possibly can.
Right.
And so I race into the restaurant, and I sit down.
You tussle your hair as you're running up the stairs.
Well, I didn't want to
throw a little water in his face.
I didn't want to do that because they had a photo shoot, so I didn't want to be a complete idiot about it. But I look, and they've got lights in this corner of the restaurant set up. Where the where
photographers lights, they're not even going to rely on flashes.
They're actually using photographers. So I walk in and I dash over to the table, and I get the smirk from Don, you're late and all that, and sorry about that. So and not I am not in the seat 30 seconds, the chair at lunch, and I am sitting facing this interviewer, this lady. This kind of local gossip, that's what she was. And I see out of the corner of my eye that this woman is flying into the restaurant and walking right at me. And by the way, for anybody that lives in Northern Virginia or any metropolitan area, it's all about you can't do anything to anybody because nobody's gonna just let it roll off because they're all overachievers. They all slay the dragon, and you can't get away with dick in Washington, D.C.
So
all of this is playing in my brain.
Yeah, 1,000 miles an hour through your brain.
And
right.
And I've made a stupid mistake, and I've been ridiculously thoughtless and careless, and here she comes, and she gives me the business. Like, she's screaming at me. A-hole is used. She goes, you're an a-hole. You're an a-hole. That's an a-hole move. I said, I'm sorry I was late. Everybody's late, pal. And she walks away. Mm. The look of joy on Don Geronimo's face cannot possibly be duplicated. There were a few things that made him happy. Nothing made him quite as happy as his radio partner screwing up. That's what made it a match in heaven.
Yes.
But anyway, the fact it was
did
like
she storm
pure,
off or did she come
she stormed
back?
Off. She stormed off, cussing me and walking out. I don't think she even had a table in the restaurant. I think she was probably working in the office.
Just followed you in.
Because it was one of those, like Northern Virginia has, restaurant in the bottom, office building on top. Yeah. Mixed use. so anyway. No such thing as like a freestanding building. Those all die, right? Remember the Orleans house, which that prime rib restaurant, right? That like was there in Crystal City in the middle of all the buildings, and it hung on for dear life decades.
By a thread,
and then finally they got it. They got it. What is it now? Parking? Yeah, no, probably.
Now it's a combination restaurant, Jiffy Lube, Doctors.
Sure. They all are like that.
Mixed
you don't use. You don't have a
mixed
building.
Use.
You don't have a building. Yeah. Mixed use. So that was that was it. So
are you looking for the doctor, the restaurant, or the nail salon?
Exactly.
Welcome to Mixed Use Plaza. Right.
Oh, by the way, there's Zip Flip's convenience store, the 13 square foot magazine gum store that is located in the back right hand corner next to the pooper, so you can come out there and get your Tic Tacs and your copy of Northern Virginia. I'm sorry.
That's a mixed use of a word.
But anyway. So it was embarrassing. And then of course she included it in the article.
Oh, yeah.
So
no.
I think the article, Oscar, I ask you not, I don't say the articles. I don't. But the article started something like, Mike O'Mara is running late. That's how I believe that was the lead. But she's a journalist. I gave her something on a silver platter, you know?
The only thing
I could have done better would be pull a Misha Barton, you know? Start ranting or something like that, you know?
You know he's between marriages.
Yes, there you go. Thanks.
He said he came straight from the divorce lawyer.
That's
he's
awesome.
Running late.
Yeah. We had a beautiful mixed-use lunch, but you know, Mike O'Mara was running late.
For all I know, I might have been in an attorney's office.
No. I don't know your timeline, Mike.
Here's the point. I think that I've done it with every incarnation of the show. I've done it for this show. I've done it with the podcast. I've done it on television. I've done it, people, if there's a story
here.
We need
more print.
And I think we need a little print. And so,
I've got written Naples scratched out on my list. I've got Gulf Shore Magazine.
Right.
Feature.
And they're also, I'll find the other little ones that are around too. I'll take any comers.
That's, no penny savers though. We're above that. No.
Well, see, some of the ones down here are kind of like the weeklies are a little bit. I don't want to do that.
Name names.
I don't know. I don't know what they're called. Like a Stero Weekly or something.
Oh man, that sounds like a really low run.
They got like dentist ads. Okay.
Don't do that.
I don't want that.
It's got to be glossy.
Glossy.
Yeah, glossy. We want it to be glossy.
Glossy and fancy and all that. No, I just think that this show. You all would agree. We've got a story to tell.
We do.
We've always had a story.
We've always got a story. It's wonderful, you know.
This is the year.
Would you
want to include Carla in the picture or not?
Anytime Carla sits next to me,
it's a big win.
Perfect opportunity. To,
yeah, but that invites you to getting cropped out of the photo.
No, I always, I know, believe me, I know how to have a picture taken with Carla where she sits with most of her body mass in front of me.
So but you'll not, end but up not, in the photo?
But not centered.
It's almost like a geometric problem.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
You do the same thing.
Of course.
Have we ever talked about that?
No.
Have we ever talked about how
fat
people post?
What do you guys hide each other's bodies?
It's a strategy. Yes. You hide your body. Hide your body. It's like, yes, let's get a picture. Yes, come in. You'll notice Rob and I always have pictures with people taken in front of us, and we will always stand over to the side so that they have our body mass.
Oh, that's because you're taller.
If Carla was wearing, let's do this. If Carla was wearing a black top, and I was wearing a white top, and I was wearing a white golf shirt, and we had a picture taken, and Carla sat in front of me, it would not be pretty. There would be an outside chance you would see a little of me on the right and a little of me on the left. And that's not what I would want.
You have to be off-centered. You have to be
off-centered. By the way, and about, 30 pounds ago, it was probably a hell of a lot worse, too, where you would just like, jablob like that. So now I will do, and the best is when I have my kids. If you ever see pictures with my daughters, like, Catherine, come over here. Elizabeth, come over here. Michael, it's like... right there, everybody, and then Dad's there, with just his head.
And if you want to, and if you really want to take it to the next level, Oscar, what you say is, I don't want to tell you how to take the photo, but could you hold the camera high above your head?
Yes, please do. Please do. By the way, correct me if I'm wrong, when we watched when I watched the Mary Tyler Moore tribute, you didn't watch it, sorry. When I watched it the other day, I think they were shooting Gail King from
a low angle.
Which
really? That is not okay. That's like a cameraman that hates her.
Bad idea. Bad idea.
Low angle.
And that because when you see her from that low angle, she might not look like a talented broadcaster.
Yeah, like she is. Anyway, that's it. So let's see if we can make it happen. And by the way, if you're somebody that does that type of stuff, where you you work with corporations and you try to get people publicity and get people into PR situations, we take all calls.
Spin Factor.
We'd love to hear. We would love to hear from you. Okay, and just remember how we can't afford to pay you. Anyway, thank you.
We'll pay you in laughter.
We'll pay you in laughter, and we'll give you some stuff. We'll give you some stuff. We'll give you the Christmas album. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I'll tell you about my day of a 3-year-old in a mall right here.
Hello, boys. It's me, Shannon. You know, the Oscar Santana scholarship winner. Oscar just gave me another pep talk about how I need to start pulling my weight. So I'm going to help out by promoting Tech 411. It's amazing. Oscar is out right now with his Tech 411 co-host and best friend, Todd Moore. Todd's probably surfing the back plane of a router, if you catch my meaning. Anyway, tune in to Tech 411 on more broadcasting so Oscar can become a big success and I can keep milking him dry. Buy a master's degree.
Shannon in the morning.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place is not enough to find the quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all of them, all the top job sites, and you can do it now with ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter. Twitter.
Yes. What you want to do is put your left hand on the yellow dot.
Hey, you're hired. Something fresh. Mr. Man, Mr. Shecky, something fresh for me, please. Thank you. With ZipRecruiter.com, post your job to 200-plus job sites. You also put it on Facebook, on Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or any industry nationwide. Post it once and watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or annoying calls to your office. Quickly screen the candidates. You can rate them and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. I thought it was Fortune 500 companies.
It is Fortune 500. What did he write?
He wrote Fortune 100 companies.
Oh, you can do Fortune 100. Absolutely.
That's the creme de la creme.
Yeah, it's a top tier, Mike.
Well, I bet. So if they've been used by Fortune 100 companies, they've been used by Fortune 500.
Yeah, certainly. Right? But if they wrote Fortune 100, that's what they want to read.
That's fantastic. Yes. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter absolutely free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and find your perfect hire. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. Fortune 100 would be better than Fortune 500.
Yes. Yes.
It'd be more exclusive.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Top tier. Top
tier.
Not
like be the bottom one.
No, right? No. Top 100.
The best.
500 would be a lot of companies. Yes. The creme de la creme.
Yeah. Top 20%, Mike.
Thank you. All right. Very good. All right. I went to the mall yesterday.
Which mall? Is it the mall we've been to?
No,
Coconut Grove? It is not.
No, I went down south. I went down to Naples, Florida, to the indoor mall. It's the only indoor mall in the area. It's got a Macy's, got a Sears. It's the indoor, and then it's got the
they
food court.
They still have Sears? I thought Sears was going away.
Well, there was a big Sears sign on the outside. Okay. There was a... I don't know about that. There was a Sears sign on the outside of the
mall. Does it say Sears and Roebuck or just Sears?
Here's the way it happened, all right? I got home from my scan.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got home from my scan, and then I pull into the driveway, and Mrs. O'Mara is in the garage, and I see her hand out the window like she's waving at me, and I assume she was having a conversation on the phone, so I moved along back to open the door where my son would be.
And right.
She was waving me to indicate that he was sleeping, and he
was. Oh, be quiet! Be quiet!
I quietly shut the door, and then she'd had a long morning with him. She'd gotten up early with him, and I said, "Well, why don't I just take him for a drive?"
and I'll take him for a drive, and you chill. You enjoy your afternoon. And so I got in the car, and I was off with my son. And I didn't
know what
we were gonna
do. Was she all in? Did she realize what a great gesture this was?
Oh, she loved that. She loved that. She was.
You took him out of the house, and she had some quiet time.
Yep. Yeah, took him out. Very rare for her. So I got him out of the house, and I start hauling down the super slab here. And I really have no plan. And then as I'm sitting there going, well, he's still sleeping. Half hour goes by.
He loves dogs. The dog tracks right there.
No, I'm not taking him to a dog track.
How would you like to see a mechanic? Rabbit.
Stop it. So I'm thinking I'll take him to the mall and we'll just walk around. I need to get some steps in anyway.
Right.
This is more fun for me than just walking around the neighborhood. So
smart idea. Smart idea.
Oh God. Yeah. But you know what? I'll tell you. This right side of mine is like I will be. I never. This is the classic example of don't get happy because now I walk carefully with it because it used to be it goes hot and cold. It'll hurt certain days, won't hurt other days. But I don't throw the old right leg out like I'm 100% anymore. I walk gingerly with it.
Sure.
And we walked literally from one end of the mall to the other, probably about 2.5 miles. That would be conservative of the total amount of time we walked. And we got in there. So he wakes up right before we're going to get down here. And this was my game plan. I'll do this if he's awake. And he goes into the I want mama routine that a 3-year-old can
do. So did you have to move him as a sleeping child from his bed to the car seat for the ride?
No, he was in his car seat. He had fallen asleep on the way home from school in his car seat.
Oh, okay.
And so this is about 2:30 in the afternoon. He is out. He's out. And the only thing, you know, you worry about is because when they slump forward, you know, with that neck of theirs, I mean, it looks like seriously it's
this makes,
flopping around.
This makes sense now. He was in the car when Mike went to go see him.
He was already in the car.
So yeah, I guess I didn't communicate that clearly. Yeah.
You would leave him in the car and say, I'm just going to go for a ride.
Because, you could just crack a window.
Yes. It could have been. You don't crack a window. Thank you.
Well, you don't leave him sealed in there.
Well, no, you don't.
Just
you don't leave him, period. You don't do anything.
Well, these are different parenting.
Jesus Christ.
Different
I'm just
parenting
trying.
Techniques.
So he's flopping around back there, but I mean, I'm careful not to drive violently. Yeah. And we get there, and he wakes up. But when he wakes up, he goes, Mama. Mom. And he's. And this is lasting. Excuse me, longer than it normally should last. And so it lasts like out of the car, into the mall. And then he said, then finally he pivots and he says, I'm hungry. Like, good, hunger I can handle.
Right.
Hunger I can handle.
I can feed you, son.
I'm hungry. I say, we'll go into the mall. We'll go to the food court, get something healthy. And so I said, let's get in there right now. And he goes, Mama. Again, and he's back to Mama. And so, and I'm trying all the bait and switches and diversions. But as we get in, there are enough things to see where he's kind of curious. We don't go to malls very often.
Maybe
we
Mama's don't. In the food court. Let's go see.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to the lad. So I look around, and the food court, you know, I say we got the steps in, but we didn't get the steps in by design because I was hoping the food court would be 500 yards over to the right.
Right.
Well, no, it was like 500 miles to the right.
Oh,
and we were just
man.
Walking. And we're walking. And finally we see, you know, there it is in the distance, the food court. And it's one of your, I haven't been in a mall in a long, long time.
Nobody
really
goes to malls anymore.
I have not been. Well, obviously not because all the foods are like, you know, Jody's pretzel and stuff. It's like they don't have the brand name
off
pretzels
brand.
And stuff like that. They don't have the Cinnabon. It's like, you know, and it was just, and I don't know. I said,
Jody's.
What do you want to eat? Uh-huh. And then I asked him a question that 3-year-olds don't know the answer. Do you want sweet or salty? And he's like, Mom.
I don't know
okay,
that.
Whatever you want. And so we come around the corner and he looks up and I said, oh, they've got fruit smoothies. You want a smoothie?
Healthy.
And so I go up to the counter. And I deal with the family that I think just got into the smoothie business because
it's an off-brand smoothie. Is it like Smoothie Prince instead of Smoothie King?
I think it's called. What was the name of it? I had the card.
Oh, good.
Here it is. Yes, it's a La Paz smoothie. That's what it is. And so I go.
My people,
I go
they just thought a franchise would have been a good investment.
What they thought, and so
el helado va aquí.
A strawberry banana smoothie for the young man.
Okay.
Con la fruta.
And I get a small. He said, we only have one size. I said, okay. He said,
naranjas.
So then he says, wait
manzanas.
A minute. Is it for the boy? And I'm waiting for the, now you have the boy, the small size.
Ubas.
Said, okay, yes, we have one size.
Like, so
why did you say is it for the boy?
Oh my God!
What are you? Where are you going here? You teasing me? What the F? And meanwhile, they got a couple of their friends
this, you know, this like teenager.
Neck tattoo?
No, she had teardrop. The skirt, though. She had the skirt. She had the skirt that I would not have let my daughters out of the house.
Oh, it was rather brief.
It was very brief, and then they're going, and they're having the mother, I think, or the aunt, they're having an animated conversation, and meanwhile, they are just glacially going through this smoothie, saying, "Dad, I'm hungry." I said, "Okay, I think they're growing the bananas, Michael. I'm gonna see what happens with the smoothie and
soft launch."
And then I have the peanut. I look up and I see peanut butter can be added or something. And I suddenly I go into peanut butter freak out.
Oh, because of the allergy. Yeah,
has the allergy, and then I make the tragic mistake of engaging him in the conversation about. Is the peanut butter put in the same thing?
Right.
And he doesn't know. And he said,
"Do you want peanuts?"
No, I don't.
Uh-oh. No, I know you don't. But
there,
he's asking you. That's the answer you get. Yeah.
I said I want to know
this guy muerto.
If you clean thoroughly after each, because if it had peanut butter, it's not going to be good for him. Anyway, he said, "Oh, we scrub and we use." The peanut in a separate container. And I thought, oh, you get it.
Oh,
okay,
good.
Fine. Yeah, bring
good.
The smoothie.
The cocaine and the marijuana.
Gets
are
the
separate.
Smoothie. And he looks at me and he goes, ah, ha, ha. Like that. And I'm like, oh, they're going to put a cherry on it. And he goes back into the back and he comes back with a bag. And I said, oh, there must be little maraschino cherries in a jar in the bag.
Right.
No. He reaches in and what he was signaling me for was the lid. He didn't have any effing lids out in the front of his store. And you know the hour in 1 hour smoothie, 1 hour ownership smoothie. That's what this place was called.
Well, you're lucky he pulled out a lid and not a pistol.
Yeah, and so he sits there and he goes over and he's like proud of himself because he got the lid and he puts it in and it's too big. It's too big for the. Then I pulled off the whole lid idea. And by the way, I've got a 3-year-old. Do you need a lid? Yes. Of course, that's what lids were invented for, a 3-year-old, you mook.
I hate to really revisit this topic, but if they only have one size of smoothie,
right.
why would there be a lid that doesn't fit?
That's absolutely. I never thought of that. That is absolutely true. What the F is going on? So then I pulled him off of the lid idea when he took like a coffee cup, a styrofoam white cup, and was starting to turn it upside. No, 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 no. I'm sorry. The dexterity
enough.
Of the 3-year-old will not be able
to
negotiate.
This is enough.
Just give me, I'll take the straw. I'll put it in there. And here's the thing. The home run was he adored the smoothie.
Good.
Love the smoothie. He killed the smoothie. He killed the smoothie. At this point, now white sugar is coursing through his veins.
Yes.
All right. He is thrilled with the smoothie, and I need another diversion because I want to kill a little more time. And I had noticed when we walked into the food court that we had the $15 rides over there where they've got you can ride in the spaceship or the school bus. Mm-hmm. And so
nothing as grand as like a merry-go-round, right? These are like coin operated.
They're
single
coin
rides.
Operated, but one of the rides was $2.
That's
what?
A lot of coins.
So I go in and I break a $5 in the change machine, which was convenient. Thank God for that. And then I put him into this little, and it's got the thing where it's the simulator, right?
Yeah, sure.
But
shakes
it's got the
around.
Doors cut out, so it's not the simulator where you go in the whole thing. But he's 3. He's not looking at the screen. I said, Michael, the whole effect is if you grab the steering wheel and look at the
screen.
You're
flying the space shuttle.
And so this thing is going, can't go like that. And what's he doing? Okay, with this perfect screen like I'm looking at right now, he's looking out the window at me going, like, okay, why did I pop for the $2? You could have just said, you could have written in the bell, and it would have been the same thing.
The Memphis bell?
So I got $5, and I got $5 in change. I've killed 2 of them, and then I put them in the $1 school bus, and that was the simple one, right? It just goes, gish, gish,
sure. Gish, yeah. Old school. Gish.
And he's liking the school bus, and he's enjoying the school bus, and I'm sitting there, okay, gish, gish, 2 minutes, gish, gish, 3 minutes. This is the most generous ride for a dollar. Now I'm beginning. Now it's a value. Now it's like, when the F is this thing? Is it ever going to stop?
It's longer than an actual
loop?
School bus ride.
Is it not a permanent loop? I don't know what.
It's and then, too long. Man.
Yeah, it is.
Then one last ride, which was the Nerf mobile spaceship combo. I don't know what the F it was, but it was a dollar. And he got in that one, and that one was blissfully a ripoff. That was like 5 seconds. It was like, find the little space.
the ride has ended. And I'm like, time to go. Time to go. Let's go. And we take a little walk around. He said, I want. And he points at they have one of the claws.
Claw machine?
With a toy.
Oh, that is
machine.
A favorite of any child.
Rip off.
And
adult.
By the way, I should point out that he's been teetering ever since we got out of the car. He is not.
On the brink. Not,
borrowed
he
time.
He is not rested, and he's not doing well. So he says, I said, okay, we'll go through the store. I want to pick up a little something for mommy, because I just think it's the right thing to do. And so I take a walk. I walk with him, and he starts to pitch a fit. I said, "All right, Michael, we'll go to the claw machine when we come back. We'll do that. We'll go." So finally, he's starting to melt. I said, "Listen, will you be a good boy for the rest of the trip in the mall if we go back to the claw machine now?" "Yes, I will." And he says it like really clearly, like 3-year-olds do. His diction is like perfect. He has perfect. "Yes, I will, Father." So we walk back over to the claw machine, and I realize I burned.
You had a change.
I burned the change. Yeah. I was out. I ran. I used it in the machine. So I'm sitting there desperately. I've got a $20 bill in my wallet. That's it. And I can't find it. And curled up in the corner is a single. I see a single that's curled up because this machine also costs a dollar.
Okay.
And I literally, this is how completely dominated I am by my kid. I pull it out of my wallet and I go, "Aha!"
Like a magic trick.
Yeah, I've been there.
What
I've
the
been
hell? There. And I put it in the machine. And now the challenge is, will I be successful? And sitting in the center is a plastic. It's a plastic rubber duck about that big. That's how. Yeah.
Oh, I've
are.
Seen these little ducks.
Yeah. Little plastic.
Yes.
Duck, and I sit there and I am surgically precise with this effort because I don't want. I want him to get something just to divert him.
I don't want to disappoint.
Something. I don't want to disappoint my son. And I nail it. I put it right on top and it locks onto the head. There's no even gray area. Sometimes when you see those things.
Yeah.
Going, it's gonna go. It's gonna fall. And then they.
And
drop
normally
it in
the they're
slot.
Packed in, so there's resistance.
Right. And he took it out of the little slot, and it's got sunglasses and a pink polka dot bikini. So it's a bald duck chick with a bikini
from Howard really
looks,
the Duck.
Nice.
Really looks kind of goth, to be honest. With
oh
it's
dear,
kind of weird goth duck. And you would have thought that this might as well have been a gold brick for the child.
That is a big win.
He was, and at this point, I'm like, "We're out of here. We're out of there. Let's do the 12-mile walk back to the car." And then, Daddy was a hero.
It's a big win.
Look at you.
It was a big,
big
win.
Win.
It was a big win.
Big win.
King of your castle.
Then he was up at 5:30, and the next time I talk about him, I'll tell you how he's discovered the iPad.
Yeah, oh.
The iPad. Oh, yes, yes, yes. A whole new level of addiction to introduce him to. Yes, wonderful little boy. Stories of my son. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Love you, Michael.
It's time to download the TMOS app. It's the easiest way to have access to all your favorite shows and characters on More Broadcasting, like Oscar Santana.
Podcast, we don't need no stinking podcast. Oh, no.
Rob Spiewak.
No, God, play a thing, Robert. The show is a...
The man himself, Mike O'Mara.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
How about Todd Moore?
Little bastard shot me in the ass.
Tony Perkins.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And let's not forget Gary Stein.
It is my privilege to extend to you a laurel and hearty handshake.
So why haven't you downloaded the TMOS app yet? You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott. No. Thank you, Marcus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Here's one great resolution you can make for the new year. Maximize every minute and every dollar for your small business, and I know an easy way to do it with Stamps.com. Think about how much time you've wasted going to the post office, driving there, finding parking, the lines. Oi! Stamps.com is the better way to get postage. Just use your computer and printer to get official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Then the mailman will pick it up. With Stamps.com, you can do everything at your desk that you do at the post office and at a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters. We have used Stamps.com forever, and we will continue to use it because it is easy, convenient, and saves us money and time. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use the code TMOS for this special offer, a 4-week trial, plus $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale you can't miss. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com, and enter that code TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again, and you will thank me later.
News.
Antonio Banderas.
Ooh.
Somebody hit the microphone? Is that what happened?
That was my headphone, sorry.
Okay.
He gets excited when you mention a Spaniard.
Antonio Banderas was hospitalized last Thursday in the UK.
Oh, no.
Did you hear about this?
No.
He suffered chest pains while working out, but he was discharged after a checkup, and he is in good health. His rep says it was not a major health scare. You know, it's Antonio Banderas. A lot of celebrities have died lately. I decided I'd put it in the news. Antonio posted a picture on Instagram with his girlfriend. I saw the picture. He said in Spanish, enjoying nature after a little fright. Enjoying nature after a startle. Kisses. Antonio is 56 years old.
Is he still pulling some decent trim?
It's a she's strong.
Strong. Yes.
HBS would approve.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sirree. HBS would love that. HBS was prolific yesterday. He was a busy,
very busy, busy, yeah, busy.
He ramps up. You know, he has days where he's busy, 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 and then he has days where he's like out of control busy, and then he gets banned.
Well, he recharges is what he does.
I mentioned her during the show. Video of Misha Barton's freakout last week was posted on TMZ yesterday, and it is disturbing. It shows Misha hanging on a fence in her backyard, yelling all sorts of stuff like how her mother is a wench and we're dying. She also mentioned something about Ziggy Stardust, and then she has a bad fall, and it's not pretty to look at. It's really not nice to see. Well, she says that this happened because someone spiked her drink with the date rape drug the night before. If that's not true, then this was probably a result of either mental illness, which Misha has battled before, or maybe drug or alcohol abuse. Whatever the case, it's really not something we make fun of, especially given the fact that it resulted in Misha being hospitalized for a psychiatric evaluation.
Scary.
Is she okay from the fall, though? Physically, is she okay from the fall?
She looked like she was recovering. The video cuts off right after she falls. Looks like she caught her chin on the way down.
Ouch.
And so, and she's just rambling and screaming at the top of her lungs. You don't know whether that's in the brain or whether that's...
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, there was some substance involved. Had to be, I would think. Now it's time for some more of those great Super Bowl bets. We got a bunch of them here.
Good. Prop
bets. If you want to lay these down. We were talking about who's interested and who's not interested in the Super Bowl. If you're not, you got these crazy bets. Here's one. The odds that a fan trolls Tom Brady by tossing a slightly deflated football on the field, 19-1. Apparently,
that
that's happened before.
That seems low.
There are better odds that a fan tosses a flare on the field. I don't know why I should even share that, but it's in there.
Like a road flare?
I guess so. A flare, 15-1. That would seem to be a felony.
Dangerous.
Much longer odds that a sex toy is tossed on the field.
Pony.
45-1. You're more likely to see a sex toy thrown than a dead falcon. The odds of that happening are 300-1.
That's just weird.
Yeah, I mean, chances are you'd have to smuggle the dead falcon in because they're probably not going to be selling them at the stadium. So, you know, that's tough.
Can I be honest with you, though? As I'm watching this, I'm saying to myself, these are prop bets, right?
Yes.
Right. Can't prop bets be rigged like you
oh,
would
easily.
Not believe?
Oh, I mean, if you get a, I mean,
oh,
the
yeah.
road flare one in particular.
You got to get the camera time, but I mean, the
dead
like
falcon.
The dead falcon, 300-1. He put $1,000 down, get 300. I mean, it just seems
put
to be
one in your shorts.
Weird.
Yeah,
You know, prop bets with
or
the security
a
at a game. So they're
Pump.
Saying with the security at a game like this, it's not likely.
Sure,
might be a challenge to bring the dead falcon in. The sex toy thing did happen, by the way, to the Pats during the regular season. Here's the second one. Falcons coach Dan Quinn is bald. The odds that he wears a hairpiece during the game, 50-1. Does he wear a hairpiece normally? I don't know whether he does or he doesn't.
No, so. I don't think he does, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a strange one.
He should wear an outrageous hairpiece.
Here's my favorite one. The odds of announcer Joe Buck being clean-shaven for the Super Bowl broadcast are 10-1. Now, I was talking about how it looks like he takes such great care with that stubble.
To color the stubble, yeah.
I think he's not going to be clean-shaven. So I'm not sure how you would bet on that one, but I think he's going to be stubbling. So.
I hear that Troy Aikman is going to be wearing an obvious fake beard.
We'll count 4,000...
450,000 to 1.
Like a Santa Claus beard that clips over his ears.
All right, how about the odds that Deflategate is not mentioned during the game by Buck, his partner Troy Aikman, or the sideline reporter? That he's not, that Deflategate is not said. Anyone?
I would you have to mention.
I would say that's got to be big odds. I'd say that's 200 to 1.
8 to 1.
8 to 1, really?
Whoa.
Put $100 down. If they don't say Deflategate at all during the game, you get $800.
They're going to mention it. They 100% chance they'll mention it. They have to.
Anyway, we'll have to wait and see. Odds that there is a halftime show wardrobe malfunction. I get tired of this.
Oh,
one.
This one, though.
Mm.
They say 2 to 1, though. They say it's a very easy thing that can happen.
How can you tell with Lady Gaga? The chick wears meat.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it could happen. The odds that Gaga wears an outfit that Fox needs to blur for indecency. That's a very good bet.
That is a good bet. I like
that.
And
it's 3 to 2.
Ooh. Mm.
Number 7, the odds that someone catches on fire during the halftime show. What?
Again, you could make that happen.
Yeah, you could.
25 to 1. The odds someone falls off stage during the halftime show, 12 to 1.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Lady Gaga and Troy Aikman says, my beard is on fire.
I'd take that one just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America now, Lady Gaga presents Misha Barton.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
I love that you still do it to honor America.
Thank you. The over-under on commercials that parody Donald Trump, 1.5. So there's hardly any.
Sounds about right. Sounds about
the
right.
The odds Patriots coach Bill Belichick hosts Saturday Night Live, 5,000 to 1.
Oh, he'll do some of his great characters.
Yeah, so those are some of your
I still haven't seen a Super Bowl commercial.
I haven't either.
Isn't that weird? It's so weird. It's eerie.
And I'm not seeing any buzz about the Super Bowl.
It's eerie.
Well, they're talking about one. I've heard them talk about one, but they can't show it because it's the guy who played Kylo Ren, and he's in Girls, the guy that's in every movie, Adam Driver.
Yeah. Right.
He's doing a commercial, but they're doing it live. And that's their
gimmick.
It
just doesn't seem to me that the Super Bowl is getting that much coverage.
No, I agree with you.
Moving right along, according to a new poll by Public Policy Polling, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, basically people of all walks of life, want to watch the New England Patriots lose.
Yeah.
Whoa.
53% of the nation is rooting for the Atlanta Falcons to win this coming Sunday, compared to only 27% are pulling for the Patriots. This is the New York Yankee syndrome. This is when you have that
they've
much success.
They've won too much.
They've won too much.
So that's the way. 23% of Republicans. What does it say? So who's actually down with Tom Brady's deflated balls? Only 23% of Republicans, just 27% of Democrats, and 31% of Independents. So they're just not getting the fans.
But they all want to see the entire team catch on fire.
Yay! The Patriots are also the most hated team in the NFL. And 52% of fans also think the Patriots will win, though. So
hating them
doesn't mean that they don't think they're
going to
win.
Find a way to win.
Believe it or not, your life does flash before your eyes. Right before you die, but not exactly like it does in the movies. A new study out of Israel focused on people who've had near-death experiences and what happened in the moments right before they were going to die, and they all said their life flashed before their eyes, but not in chronological order. Now, from the Israeli sleep study, let's bring in the doctor.
Okay.
You can ask him any question about
Doctor, I hear that when you die, your life flashes before your eyes, but not in chronological order. How are the events ranked?
Simply, you get the rush of memories, the big moments in their life. They come in a random order. Sometimes they were like observing those moments from somebody else's point of view. You don't see them. They just go in a whole machine thing with the good thing. That's the way it goes.
Dr. Mason of the Israeli sleep
It's
study.
Like a memento movie of your
out of order.
Of your life.
The study was from Israel, and I couldn't get by that. I'm so sorry.
I would now, hate to see my life flash before my eyes. When I die,
a lot of meals.
Too many meals, yeah. Well, a lot of Oscar. A
lot of meals. Now a little something. And something. A 22-year-old woman named Jessica Pickett from Columbus, Ohio, left her car running in front of her apartment yesterday morning to warm it up when someone hopped in it and stole it. She called the cops to report it stolen, and she told them her 4-year-old daughter was also in the car.
Oh, no.
So the cops put out an Amber Alert and started a frantic search for the car and the child. Luckily, they found the car quickly and arrested the guy who'd stolen it, but there was no sign of the girl. It turns out that's because she was never in the car.
Jessica
just said she was because she figured it would make the cops find the car faster.
Oh,
my God. She was charged with misdemeanor falsification and might be on the hook to pay back the cost of the search. And, of course, she will also face the punishment of looking in the mirror every morning at that lying sneaky. Anyway, you get it.
I do.
The important thing is that the car has been returned to its parking place on 1313 White Trash Lane. We'll take a break and come back with Rob's Little Sounds right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everyone. Intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Lyft. I love telling you about Lyft. I hope you try Lyft. If you get an opportunity to use Lyft, you will be as happy as I was. I love the fact, you know, even the technology of Lyft is so superior, and it's so wonderful. I told you about seeing the people standing in the queue line for the regular cabs at the airport. It just doesn't make any sense to me when you can actually stand out on the sidewalk, call your Lyft driver. In 3.5 minutes, your driver's there. You can do it while you're waiting for your bags in the airport. And then the Lyft driver is there and they give you the identity of the car and you get to see the car driving in there.
Yes.
It's fantastic on so many levels. Download the app, request a driver, and they'll show up in 3.5 minutes. On average, that's fast. Every Lyft driver is fully vetted through their 10-point safety standard. That includes DMV and criminal background checks, so you know you're safe. And Lyft drivers are rated after every ride. Only the best ones stick around. And they let you tip within the app. That's what makes the drivers happy. Lyft is not the biggest ride-sharing app, but it is the highest rated, and it's the fastest growing. The quality is wonderful, and it's quality over quantity. Thank you very much. Thanks to Lyft, you can avoid drunk driving, no more bumming rides, and you never have to park. Lyft is the best. Right now, Lyft has an amazing offer just for our listeners. 3 free rides. That's up to a $30 value when you enter promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. Boom, bam. 3 free rides up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code TMOS, and we thank you. Without further ado, the audio vault is now open with Mr. Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Since we're talking football, this I found yesterday. It always delights me when I find a piece of Elvis tape that I haven't heard, because I feel like I've heard it all.
You should have heard it all.
This is from 1962, and this is Elvis talking about his love of pro football.
Just a little joke. Hey, you know, how much
yeah, we
fun
love
is it
Elvis,
to make my little dig at you if you don't even acknowledge it,
yeah,
for God's sakes. You know, I said, you've certainly played them all. I should have probably said, certainly played them all on this show.
There yes, you go. I'm yes, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm very excited to get to that's this, because there's something in here you're going to enjoy.
Oh, go ahead. Ooh. I'm sorry.
You're very much you're going saying, to enjoy this.
All right.
This is from 1962, and for some reason, it's just Elvis doing a monologue. And the weird thing about this is that his press coverage was very, very tightly contained. He was not allowed to do interviews because of the colonel. And this is just him rambling and talking about his love of pro football. So I thought, with the Super Bowl coming up, you might enjoy this.
Well, I wanted to go to college. I wanted to play football. I have a great ambition to play football. I have had. And I still have, believe it or not. And I've got a touch football league back home. I like rugged sports.
Rugged sports.
I would say right now, all kidding aside, that the thing I keep up with most is professional football. Yeah. I know all the players. I know all their numbers. Who they play for. And I've had people quiz me on it, you know, just in games when we had nothing to do. And that's a big yes, thing with me right now. And I watch all the games that I can. I get the films from the teams themselves if I can.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
But next to the entertainment thing and music, that I guess would be the biggest.
Keep in mind, it's 1962, and he's like, hello, Edward Bennett Williams, this is Elvis Presley. If
Here's
you could send me
thing,
a film of the game, that would be really
Here
great.
Here it is. This is the great thing. That segment from that interview does everything you need to demonstrate his level of delusion.
His cognitive ability.
He was unaware of this being abnormal.
Right.
That you get films from the team. But it was Elvis. And Elvis, if he liked something, whether it was hot dog rolls,
karate,
riding on a donkey, karate. Yeah. It was all. And and also at the beginning,
law enforcement.
Like, I still think about playing football. That's right.
I'd like to go to college. I'm 30 years old and I'm thinking of going to college. Also, I get game film, and I know all the players, and you can quiz me.
He had his own league at home.
Yes.
His own touch football league, and I bet his team won. Very sad.
Anyway, so with the Super Bowl in everybody's mind, just remember this. Elvis loved the Browns.
Elvis,
okay.
Yes.
Also, while we're talking football, I think it's so nice. Tom Brady took time away from speaking Chinese to give a pep talk to the fan base of the Patriots yesterday as they got on the plane to fly to the Super Bowl.
Nice.
So here he is. Mike, it's not just the team that needs to be ready.
All right.
The fans need to be ready.
It's going
to
be tough.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be the toughest one we've had all year, but we're excited about the opportunity. And we couldn't do it without you guys. So as Coach tells us, put all that crap that you got to deal with in the drawer. Put it all away for one more week. Because we need you guys at your best, because we need to be at our best. So get your rest this week. Rest up. Hydrate. And get ready for Sunday, because it'll be a hell of a game. And hopefully we see you back in Foxborough with the win. Go Pats! Let's go!
Light it up.
Hey, all right, can I say this?
Yeah.
As a sports fan, I'm a Patriots fan. That's I actually walk with a limp after that speech. That is so... he brings in the fan base to the team like I haven't heard a player do.
They better stay hydrated.
Do you understand?
Yeah, no. That was, I wanted to hate him for the Mandarin
you
thing yesterday.
You
hear that, you're like,
you sit there and go, that is the greatest example of a player, a superstar making a fan feel like he's part of it.
He's one of them.
That is the fan is one of the players.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
yes.
Get hydrated. That is brilliantly done. Rob, I know.
I don't get it, man.
I know you don't.
Just totally eludes
me. It's okay. It you played
me.
It. You
see, that
it.
Top drawer he's talking about metaphorically is you're
you know what?
Really
I really don't want. I don't want to hear this.
You're taking all your problems.
I promise I don't want to hear this. Oscar, I got tape from The Bachelor for you.
Oh, yes. Never mind.
Okay. Corinne survives another week.
Corinne!
And you know what she did yesterday? She said
the baby talker?
Yes. If she wants to last, she has to prove she's smart.
So
that was one of the themes last night. She has to prove how smart she is to The Bachelor.
Taylor thinks she's smarter than me, which is funny. I'm definitely smarter than Taylor thinks. She thinks I'm stupid and I'm not emotionally intelligent and I'm not mature enough to be in a relationship with Nick. Nick has explicitly expressed that he is looking for someone who has a high level of emotional intelligence. I'm intelligent in my own way. I'm people smart. It's really sad that you can't read, you know, other signs of intelligency. Is intelligency a word?
She uses her intelligency. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
She's the perfect villain. Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. And she's like the 23 gorgeous where you're like,
right.
I mean, this, you might be peaking, but it looks like a lot of fun.
And she still has a nanny, which I think is nice.
Intelligency.
And let us close with this, a bit of tribute. Anyone here familiar with the name Masaya Nakamura?
No, but it sounds like an Overwatch character.
He founded Namco.
Oh, what's Namco? North American?
Namco is the company that gave us Pac-Man.
Oh, nice.
And he was a brilliant, brilliant man, and he passed yesterday at age 91. And I actually have audio of his death. Safe home, Masayo Nakamura. That's your magic audio vault. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
There's a little comedy lesson for you out there, okay? You can see the joke a mile away and it still can be funny. Right? We all knew it was coming and we all still loved it. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Can you play it again, please? Thank you.
Oh,
thanks
now
for
he's a
joining
ghost.
Us. Our
now he's
address.
A ghost!
Ha 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 A blue ghost. Our snail mail address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message to our weekly mailbag, it's Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. And let me just say, I think we'll be seeing that on the late night TV shows as well. They're not going to miss that one.
Okay, well, I did it first.
I think Rob was first. Check all your late night TV shows. They'll do it with a video component, but that's it. Have a good one. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long. Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by White Noise Fireplace by TM Soft, using high-def video to help you relax and sleep better. Visit tmsoft.com/video or search for TM Soft on Amazon Video. You'll soon be falling asleep in front of a roaring fire. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you'll get free streaming access to all of our Amazon videos, like Fireplace, Box Fan, and Oscillating Fan, infinite loops that let you sleep better, and for as long as you want. Again, that's tmsoft.com/video or search for TM Soft on Amazon Video, and be sure to leave a 5-star review. Thank you for supporting small business.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.